The Lecturer's Guide to Cathedral Building, Part 5, Riding a Bike. I taught my son how to ride a bike in much the same way that I learnt. From the age of about 5, on a little bike with stabilisers, wobbling backwards and forwards, building confidence, learning how to steer and brake and so forth. Then, removing the stabilisers, going to a park in a nice straight line, wobbling and guiding hands, gaining momentum until we were able to set off on their own in a straight line and stop. And that was pretty much it. And then turning corners and braking properly involved some hard lessons and some grazed knees. And that seemed to be the best way to learn how to ride a bike. That's how everybody learnt. But now there's a new way of learning how to ride a bike. Something that's very different. And you see 2-year-olds pedalling away. So what's the difference? Well, rather than adding stabilisers, it appears that if you start early enough, you simply remove the pedals. You have these training bikes that are basically 2 wheels, a seat and handlebars. No pedals. And at a very early age, these very, very young people can learn how to balance, learn how to gather their own momentum with very little adult intervention and guidance. And once their confidence is built, you simply add the pedals, and they're away, and they're off. No grazed knees. Now, what has this got to do with teaching and learning? What has this got to do with e-learning and ILT? Well, it demonstrates that actually there are other ways of learning, better ways of learning, different ways of learning, and we should never stop trying to learn how to learn. With the new pressures that are coming through with government cuts to education that are going to work their way through and we'll have larger class sizes, less time devoted to teaching, fewer resources, we have to become more creative and more imaginative and investigate new ways of learning. It can be done. We can see from bike riders at the age of 2 that you can learn how to ride a bike differently. And we can learn how to teach differently. And we can enable people to learn in a completely new, more effective way. So that's enough of the philosophy. The next few sessions will be about practicalities. We'll be getting down to business and actually looking at some practical teaching and learning strategies, incorporating technology, e-learning, ILT, whatever. Okay, so we'll talk to you again soon.